Katie Cook of the Carroll Tigers girls basketball team joining us here on our preseason interviews and talking a little bit more about Tigers basketball, getting us ready for the season. Coach, always great to catch up with you right before the season.
Thanks. You too, Tyler.
Believe it or not, season is upon us. We're all getting excited for this kind of a new era in Iowa basketball, and we'll talk about that throughout this interview. But just wanted to start off by asking you how the season's been going and kind of what's been going on.
All right. We're only a handful of practices in, but things are going well. We have a great group of seniors. We've got a few juniors that have a lot of experience. So things are looking good so far.
Talk to me just in a few practices, the few open gyms, and the few times you've kind of gotten together with the girls. What does the team kind of look like this season?
Well, I would say we're guard heavy, but we're shooting the ball well. We've got some quick girls, if you're familiar with our players. Shay Sennard's very fast. Madison Tuning's quick. We've got a lot of speed. And then with Shane Ashinger in the post, she's a big post presence for us.
Yeah, and talk to me just a little bit more about this team. Numbers-wise, are you bringing back a lot of your players from last year? Are you kind of replenishing those you lost with seniors, with freshmen this year? What's kind of the numbers looking like this year?
Well, we've got 7 seniors, 3 juniors, so we're pretty strong with the upperclassmen. Unfortunately, I don't think we have enough freshmen to have a freshman team, so we're looking at varsity and JV this year.
Talk to me about the morale of this team, because I know you guys are in a very tough conference, played a lot of close games last year. What's the morale like so far?
We're fired up. With our senior leadership, honestly, Tyler, I don't have to say much. They already know what's going to come out of my mouth. They're doing a lot of the communicating. They're showing great leadership. They're setting by example. I couldn't be prouder of this group of seniors.
And that must make your job easy in a way. I mean, obviously, you have a lot of the other kind of background stuff to do, but having such tremendous leadership from your seniors kind of takes a little bit of the weight off of your shoulders.
Honestly, this is my third year with these girls, these senior girls, and it's nice to see it kind of come full circle because they know the drill. And it, like you said, it does make it a little bit easier. I guess we'll see as we start into gameplay if the record reflects that.
Speaking of the season, let's talk a little bit about the Raccoon River Conference. It's a tough conference year in and year out. Teams from the top teams are replenished every single year. What does the conference kind of look like this season, and how are you planning for those teams?
Well, at this point, we're very familiar with, all the teams in our conference. And like you said, it's very competitive. Ballard's always tough. They have a good program. North Polk will be tough. I believe Gilbert will have a good year again. Yeah, I mean, there's not going to be a night off, but we embrace that, and our girls are ready to dig in and fight for those W's every night.
Talk to me just about the first few competitions. You guys have any scrimmages going on, and what does that first game of the season look like for you girls?
Well, we've got scrimmages at Newell Fonda, in about a week, and then we kick off our season at Webster City. So we'll be on the road, and that's a Monday night. They've got a new coach, so we're not real sure what to expect here this early in the season. And then shortly after that, we have Kemper and a scrimmage with Glenwood.
Knowing kind of the last few years you've gone up against Webster City and Kemper and Newell Fonda, what do those teams kind of look to do and challenge you early on in the season?
Well, when we head to Newell Fonda, the scrimmages are really informal, but it's nice. We head off with a few different teams, and we see some different presses. We get to try out some different defenses. So it's kind of a nice little preseason warm-up for us. And then, again, like I said, I'm not sure what Webster City is going to look like this year with their new coaching staff. But hopefully we'll have enough tools in our bag to handle whatever they throw at us.
Talk to me about the strengths and weaknesses of this team. You talked a little bit about the players and what they're going to bring to the table. What is this team going to look to do this year? I mean, you got shiftiness, you got some speed. So are we going to see some more fast breaks, or are we going to see just some plays being conjured up?
We're not doing anything a lot different than we have in the past. With the addition of the shot clock this year, we're not going to hesitate, though, to let that 3 ball fly. You'll see more transition threes out of us, and the girls are excited to have that green light. They like to shoot the ball. Let's hope they put it in the hole. Things have been looking pretty good at practice. Other than that, we've got to score more. Mm-hmm. It just comes down to it. We've got to score more than 40 points a night if we want a shot at winning.
And you already kind of brought up the fact this season brings with it the shot clock. Iowa becomes the 10th school in the nation to introduce a shot clock officially to basketball. I know in kind of the grand scheme of things, it maybe might not make a big difference early on in the game, but you get into late game situations, you're not holding the ball for 2-3 minutes. You're now having to deal with 35 seconds of solid defense. So how does that kind of change the way that you approach this season?
Well, I think you've got to have a lot more. I mean, we're going to incorporate a lot more situations into our practice time. You know, we've got to have a set for, you know, 5 seconds left on the clock, or we're depending on where you have the ball out, or that kind of thing. So it's just we're going to have to incorporate a lot more situational practices.
Season is coming up here soon. We wish you good luck here in those scrimmages and that first game against Webster City. Of course, we'll talk to you all throughout the road. So good luck, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, thanks, Tyler.